listener production.
Just like that craving for a saucy sausage roll after last night to get the new day rolling.
What was I thinking?
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Hello there. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope it was a little bit better than the American tourist fined in Australia for speeding through a tunnel. Her defense, I didn't know they had speed cameras in the tunnel, so I shouldn't have to pay.
What?
Is that what happened, Bron? We were chatting about this earlier on.
Yeah, she was going 101 in an 80, like in an AK zone, and was like, yeah, well, I'm an American, so I didn't really, I'm just getting used to the road rules. It's like, you're going 20 Ks over the limit.
I would have bought that they, if she said, well, I thought the signs were in miles per hour, that's what I would have understood. Mm. But if there's this sort of idea that I didn't know that I was not supposed to follow those rules, then that sort of...
Even then, 80 miles per hour is well over 100. So, nah, she's cooked, mate.
She said, apparently there's signs everywhere. I'm so focused on driving, I get stressed out. I don't want you, like, going 20Ks over when you're already stressed.
Yeah. I could barely focus on signage. I'm like, I should be let off. Like, oh, I should be taken off the roads.
Well, look, we have got a big Monday for you. A lot of stuff happening over this weekend. So we're going to hit you with some of the news stories that we've seen over the past couple of days and also some of the lived experiences that we have had.
That's it.
Plus, Bron will be joining us with a little bit of Clickfish. We've got a couple of MVPs in our lives that we want to give a shout out to and your MVPs too. It's going to be a fun one. Let's jump in, hey?
All day breakfast.
This is just the start.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Matt and Alex, all day breakfast.
Mate, you might have seen over the weekend on Friday afternoon, big fire tearing through a big building on Randall Street in Surry Hills. Did you see that?
Oh, I certainly did. And I was in Sydney on the weekend, walked past the carcass of the building. And there was the fireys were up on the big pole inspecting it from above. It was nuts. The roads were blocked off still. It was massive.
Yeah, there was still evidence of like light smoldering happening as you were probably walking past as well. I mean, it's been a very interesting unfolding of events. I actually am familiar with the building. I've took headshots in that building. I've got a couple of headshots that are floating around still, promo shots that people use to this day.
It was like an empty warehouse, barren warehouse.
Yeah, that's exactly why I did it in there, just to reflect the potency of my content. It is a shell of a place.
Was it just, you're just walking past and someone like looks out the window of it and is like, hey mate, you want to come in? I'll take some photos of you.
Yeah, the photos, mate. I actually filmed a TV pilot for Pedestrian there, and one of the co-hosts of that pilot was one Lucinda Price doing her very first film and TV kind of TV showy piece, as in AKA Frooms. So that was that same building.
There's some weird warehouses around that part of Sydney. There's
the Elizabeth Street one.
There's one across the road as well, which is like really bohemian. It has graffiti everywhere. And I remember going up there to see Tim Hart, who you might know as the drummer from Boy and Bear. He had a little solo album he was putting out, right? So he was playing a gig in there with this guy from the UK who came out. It was this weird sort of like retro, I guess. It was almost a studio apartment. It was like pretty small, but everyone packed in and watched Tim Hart support this guy who came out from the UK. And this guy gets up on stage and he's got this little loop pedal. I left after one song. That was Ed Sheeran on his first trip to Australia.
Are you kidding?
I had to get up for radio in the morning. So I'm like, I saw Tim. I'll head off.
Sorry. That was actually Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. Yeah.
You saw Ed Sheeran at the Elizabeth Street Studios.
Tiny little apartment. Yeah.
Honestly, the scummiest part of like every time I've been to like a couple of parties there, every time I'm like, this is disgusting.
Yeah, it's
the
pretty
whole
gross.
Building is disgusting.
Yeah, leaky, graffed up. Yeah.
There's just dirt and rubbish everywhere through the whole building.
Yeah.
And that's Ed Sheeran was just on the loop pedals.
Yeah, it was just in there. It was like he had this, you need me, but I don't need you. That was one of his first ones. Triple J played for a little bit back in the day.
Oh, God.
I probably left before he sung A-Team or something.
The Hat Factory. is what has just burnt down on Randall Street. And I mean, it's interesting because as soon as the news was spread, you know, people love to jump straight on the, I wouldn't say conspiracy bandwagon, but basically there was big suggestions that this was an inside job because there's been approvals for a hotel to be put up. And there's, you know, questions around whether they had to keep the facade for historical purposes and the developers didn't want that and blah, blah,
right,
blah. It happened as soon as the fire broke out, people were like, sus.
Yeah, they would. I mean, we did do talk back one time as how did your indoor roller skating rink close down? And multiple Australians called in, were like, yeah. Burnt down, weirdly. Yeah,
so many roller skating rinks in this country burnt down. It is amazing how many purely big, just nothing barns with a single layer of flooring would just combust completely, just go in under in flames.
There's so many bakeries in Australia that have hot ovens or wood-fired pizzas. No, they're fine. A roller skating rink. Catching fire.
They've all burned down.
Yeah, I was walking past the brick walls. It collapsed. Yeah, it was pretty wild.
So, and it is still a bit of a no-go zone. So, you know, you keep out of there.
Yeah, well, good luck to the police with their investigations. I hope they do better than they did for the dude over the weekend who, 250 metres off the ground, opened the emergency exit of his flight going into South Korea. Did you see the footage of that, Matt?
No, I have not.
The guy, plane's coming in to land, hasn't landed yet. He just opens the door, the emergency exit door opens. The plane's just going, whoosh, people's hair is just flying everywhere. They're strapped in their seats tight. Some people start fainting because the air pressure suddenly is just absolutely whack. And they land on the ground. Everyone was okay, thank goodness. But this dude, I think, said like he wanted to get off quickly. He just opens the door of the plane whilst it's flying.
I have had it up to here with people who stand up to get their bags out of the overhead locker before the seatbelt signs off. But
they look like angels compared to that dude.
That's taking it one step too far. This guy was probably just trying to get closer to the bag carousel. He was that eager.
I don't know what happened. And yeah, when it comes to police investigating, one of the quotes that stuck out to me from towards the end of this article, police said the suspect had so far not given any explanation for his actions, nor was he drunk at the point of arrest. Here is a direct quote from the police. It is difficult to have a normal conversation with him, says the official. We will investigate the motive of the crime and punish for it. It's difficult to explain why you thought opening the door 250 meters off the ground would be a good idea.
Wow. I mean, they usually check as well. They're usually like, do you feel fit and able to do this sort of stuff?
Well, it seems like he could have. I mean,
we've all thought about that.
I wonder if. What would happen if I did this?
I know, exactly. You're sitting there going like, I wonder if I just grabbed this and just ripped it open, what had happened? But no one actually does it.
Yeah, let the intrusive thoughts win. Well, hopefully you had a very good weekend of subduing your intrusive thoughts. You're listening to Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Well, Alex Dyson, I said at the announcement of their, inauguration, that the Dolphins were going to be my new NRL team this year. And boy.
They didn't get the first season yips, did they?
Oh, mate, they have been killing it. I've been so proud of my boys. I could cry.
They're still not even 1 year old. I guess they're still in the zero, like the months old. You could, as a parent, as a proud parent, you're calling them my seventh month old or something.
Oh, I know. They're just on the way to, I feel like I could feed them some pumpkin rice cereal, you know? Just getting on the solids as we speak. And every day they just get a little bit older, winning 26-12 over the Dragons. And it was such a thrill to host their black tie bingo night over
black
the
tie
weekend.
Bingo.
Yeah, did a little bit of black tie bingo.
Wow.
With a couple of heavy hitters in the room. I was hosting it alongside Margot Parker. You might know her from Triple M Breakfast in Bris Vegas. And, Wayne Bennett in the room.
Ooh,
tell you what.
Super coach.
Oh, that guy gives nothing away.
So he would have had a bingo three moves ago. He's not even letting you know.
I don't know whether his face moved the entire night. Like, I'm talking 3 hours. I was watching him at his table, front row, and he's the deadpan. If I played poker against that guy, I would just hand him my cards and leave. I would say, okay, I don't know who you are. I'd walk off.
Is that because of Wayne Barrett? Is that the usual face of someone at a Matt O'Kine gig?
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely stony face.
Deadpan. Still waiting for a joke. No, so it was a great night. Really, really great night.
That's awesome.
Shout out to everyone who donated a lot of money to raise some money for, grassroots rugby league, really. That's what it's all about. Feeding clubs in the sort of junior levels and trying to make sure that we're keeping up with a great, all-inclusive, safe game for everyone. But it was, because it was black tie, I was like, oh, whip out the old tux.
Do you still only have one suit?
Well, I've got one suit that I wear regularly, and I've got one tuxedo, which is a sort of teal green color that a tailor recommended. Okay, so here's the thing. I'll look a little backstory.
As in teal green lining inside the black tuxedo.
No, like the outside of it is mostly teal green. Like the suit jacket is like mostly teal green. Well, because I hosted the Actors Industry Lunch one year. That's the Film and TV Awards. It was a big industry lunch, and they were like, because you're hosting the Actors, you can. We'll take you to a tailor and they will make up something for you, right?
Whoa, for free?
Yes, being a genius that I am, instead of thinking, this is the one shot I get at a tailor-made suit, why don't I get a nice classic black tuxedo that I will be able to wear at all occasions?
For the rest of my entertaining days.
Exactly. But the guy, he was this real trendy guy, the tailor, he's this young guy. He's like, oh, you know what we could do here? Pulls out these colors. He's like, oh, this would look so good. And I got carried away. I was like, yeah, bloody, let's go for it, mate. Let's go for the teal green. I can't pull out the teal green every time I go to a function. Margot Parker. Margot Robbie Barbie was not at the event.
Yeah, was not co-hosting the Redcliffe Dolphins bingo night.
That doesn't mean that she's not a Dolphins fan, I will say. Who knows who she goes for?
Well, probably the Gold Coast Titans, closest one to Byron, I'd say.
Margot Parker's in the bright red, right, looking stunningly Dolphins-like, and I'm in the teal green. Together we look like we're at a bloody traffic light party. So I'm there in my teal green, looking sharp, but because, okay, have you ever moved house, Alex Tyson?
I'm moving house this week. I'm in the middle of moving house.
I bet you're not thinking, oh, I'll preserve my tuxedo in a nice shapely fashion for the next black tie bingo event I host. Mate, that was shoved in the bottom of every bag I could. I was just jamming it in one of those big multicolored striped bags, you know, that you put like the big, huge ones.
What, those large canvas ones that you take.
Exactly, right?
So that's usually only reserved for like op shop. You dump them all in there and drop that full bag at the op shop.
That was totally what I did to move. And so then it's the afternoon. I've got an hour to go. Belinda's like, have you got your suit ready? I'm like, yeah, it's in the bag. I whip it out, mate. This looked like a bag of Ruffles. Like the chips, it looked so crinkly. You could have put salt and vinegar on them. And so I was like, oh no. So I had to get the steamer out. I don't have any cufflinks.
Yep.
And so I was trying to find a place that would sell cufflinks within an hour. And also I needed to iron everything. And Belle was like, we don't have time. You cannot go to the shopping center and buy cufflinks and also iron your stuff and get ready and shave and be there on time.
Yep.
So she's whipped out Facebook Marketplace. Now, I've said before, she's a pro. She is actually a professional when it comes to Facebook Marketplace. Within minutes.
How can you get cufflinks on Marketplace
She
in
has
an hour?
Found a guy with cufflinks who's selling a pair of cufflinks for $10, a mere 3 kilometers from our house. She's like, you have a shower, I will be back here with cufflinks. So suddenly, she's in the car, she comes back, she's like, she's talking to the guy who's selling it to her. He's like, yeah, I had to sell them because I've actually got cufflinks with diamonds in them now, so these are useless to me. And she's like,
so
all
I'm right. happy to offload this to some peasant.
Yeah, exactly. And so by the time I get out of my shower, she's whipped out a pair of $10 cufflinks that are perfect for my suit. They work great.
Do they have any like cool things on them? Like, is it just a little?
They don't have diamonds. That's for damn sure. Don't even know if they got the cubic zirconias. So they worked. They fit. and I was good to go, and I arrived at the destination right on time to call nice, them mate. Legs 11. And so I just felt like saying, Belinda, thank you for being my MVP this weekend.
Yep. No, good on you, Belinda.
Do you know, because I couldn't have done it without her. I could not have done it.
Well, I better do a shout out to MVP, good friend of the show, and listener Darcy Moore from Collingwood for hooking me up with a ticket to head down to watch the Pies take on the Kangaroos with Mason Cox, 100th game, Steel side bottom, 300th. That was a big one. And to jump on top of that, MVP Ian Dyson, guess what he did? Buddy, while I was at the game, he drove out to Ivanhoe and picked up a lamp on Facebook Marketplace.
What the hell is going on?
Is this just we are the worst humans? Is that what this segment is? It's like,
we're just hopeless dudes hopeless who don't know how to get crumbs. Anything in their life. We
and need just people who, for some reason, love them. We just throw car keys. Like, can you go sort out our worthless lives, please? We've got better things to do.
And look, we just thought, you know, who's been your MVP of the weekend? Just let us know. Jennifer got in touch, said, my seven-month-old for sleeping through the night after a tough 7 months.
You would just be draping the medal around that neck.
Very lightly. You do not want to wake them up.
No, indeed. Stephen, my wife for getting up to our nine-month-old this morning so I could have drinks and play games at night. Whoa.
Stephen, that's wild.
That's all right.
I don't know how you got away with that, but well done.
Yeah, righto. Just ease up, Mr. Pappy Shower. Come on. Davey, my partner Jane, she's a trooper and helped me continue the bender.
What is with these wait, what?
What? You're just coming over, just quick Gatorade, off we go, back into it, son. Just a quick pit stop like at the Monaco Grand Prix over the weekend. Old Davey comes back home and out you go, son. Bender continues.
Lucy got in touch as well and said, my MVP was my scrunchie. She held my hair back post-martini sesh spew when I had no one to ask.
Can I just say how good, like, our listeners are absolute loose units. Davey's on benders, Lucy's having martini spews. And then we've got parents who, we're looking after babies.
Stephen's still having a few drinks and playing games for the night.
Not
I mean,
bad.
This is
not bad.
Anyways, look, let us know. You can always let us know if there's an MVP in your life. Hit us up at matt.and.alex on Instagram. We love to hear about it.
Click, click, click. Click, click, click.
Clickfish.
Clickfish.
With producer Brun.
Yes, while some roller ink fires can be a little bit fishy, nothing is fishier than Clickfish with producer Brun. G'day, Brun.
Hello. I was actually just thinking when you guys were talking about that, I think my local also got shut down because of a
Your
fire.
Your local rollerblading roller skating rink?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm telling you, everyone in Australia did. It's remarkable.
Brun. Please, yes. What have you been clicking on? You like to look for the worst articles on the internet. What's been happening?
I do. So this one's from news.com. Headline, Mum's unfortunate nickname for son, roasted.
Oh, I did see this, but I didn't click on it. This is the perfect use of this segment.
Oh, great.
Pray tell, was this nickname?
No, no. It is your job, Alex Dyson, and mine, for us to guess.
Okay.
Now, immediately when I heard roasted, I would say chicken. Chicken was his nickname. Hello, Chicken.
I feel like that's like
roasted.
Not crazy.
I know, but I just like roast chickens.
My nickname, my dad still calls me Fast Eddie sometimes. My middle name is Edward.
Are you fast?
Oh yeah, Bron.
Well, that sounds normal then.
Fastest kid in year six in Warrnambool. Thanks very much. Into school.
Wow.
So, wow, into school,
into
really?
Into school, baby. Mm.
Well, you know, in year five in Ironside Primary School, I won every single field event.
Oh, my God.
Every single one of them.
So you wait, long jump, triple jump, high jump, discus and shot put, you won all five.
Yes.
Damn.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
I'd never won anything at an athletics carnival.
What was your favorite out of them, though, Bron?
I was a swimmer.
Oh, good, good, good. Did your parents call you the guppy?
No.
So what is this? Is it offensive? Does she get roasted for this offensive name?
It's not offensive. It's just fallen flat, as the article has said.
All right. What is it?
So an American influencer has been accused of giving her baby the worst nickname after already giving the little boy a unique moniker. So this is London Goheen. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Her son's name is Stone.
Stone Goheen.
So?
So his nickname. What's... So the child is, he's 3 years old now. So this, he
so
was
his
born,
name is Stone.
Yep. Yeah. He was
and
born
the nickname...
in, he was born in March of 2021. So she just recently posted a photo with her 2 year old and said, Stoner babe, I love you.
Stoner.
Ah, oh, Stoner.
So his real name's Stone. Nickname Stoner. Well, it's like if someone
was he born
named in
on
Australia...
the 20th of April? Is that why or what?
Is that, do we know? What was his birthday from, did you say?
March.
March. All right. So it's.
Oh, damn. Okay. Close.
Starts with a 3. Interesting. What do you reckon about that, Bron? Is that, I mean, if his name was Stone in Australia, his mates would probably call him Stoner.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's fine.
Or Flynn.
I think it's fine.
They might call him Flynn.
Why Flynn?
Flintstone.
That's good.
All right. Well, there you go. So what does she have anything to say about that? Or has anyone had any zinging comments about it?
No, she just posted the photo of her hugging her baby. And then everyone's just commenting like, that's the worst nickname for a child.
News here is comment section is mean to poster.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Right, well, there you go.
Good to see that getting traction.
Right. Thank you very much. Wait, Bron, what was your nickname when you were little?
Oh, have I not told you guys? It's actually...
No. Do we need to call the Daily Mail to get an article about this? What is it?
My middle name's Jessie.
Jessie.
So my parents would, and like some family friends.
Oh, BJ.
They call me BJ.
Oh, yep. Do you know what? That is exactly the same as my partner's, yep. Belinda's, initials.
One time my dad was dropping me off in high school. I would have been like in year 12. And he's like, see ya, BJ. And I was like, I do not know that man.
Oh, man. Well, thank you very much, BJ, for giving us some CF today. We'll catch you for another one next week. And we will catch you listening tomorrow, hopefully. We do have a show on Tuesday morning, as we do Wednesday, as we do Thursday, as we do on Friday mornings.
Yeah, if you ever want to get in touch with us, hit us up on @matt.and.alex. Please chuck us a follow so you can keep track of all the questions that we like asking and just get in touch with us with any stories that might relate to anything you've heard on today's show.
We will catch you next time. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye. Lost my voice at the end. Perfect timing.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs @matt.and.alex.